in mountainous areas by creating a tunnel. Leonardo was a master of mechanical principles. He also demonstrated how to lift great weights by means of levers and pulleys, and ways of cleaning harbours by using a pump to suck up water from great depths. Because Leonardo's inventions date from an era before the issue of patents, it is impossible to say with any certainty how many of his inventions passed into general and practical use. Among those inventions that he is credited with are the strut bridge, the machine for testing the tensile strength of wire, and even our modern-day scissors. He also invented many types of war machine. One of his many notebooks contains drawings of a tank. Although the drawing itself looks quite finished, the mechanics were apparently not fully developed, because if it was built as it was drawn, the tank might be able to rotate on the spot, but it would never progress forwards.
Track 21.
Leonardo da Vinci was a renowned artist, but he was also a scientist, engineer, and inventor. Many of his designs were futuristic at the time and were never built. This was because they were either too costly or impractical, since the necessary materials either did not exist at the time or were simply too heavy. Leonardo conceived ideas vastly ahead of his own time, such as a helicopter, the use of solar power, and a calculator. The source of all this information, and the reason we know so much about Leonardo and his work, is the legacy he left behind. Leonardo followed his grandfather's habit of keeping a journal. He used his journals to diligently record his observations, and, fortunately for us, diagrams of his inventions, such as those of a flying machine. As well as his drawings, Leonardo constructed models. He used these to demonstrate many of his ideas, such as how better access could be obtained